Another addition to a record world wheat production forecast for the current marketing year. But where is the additional 300,000 metric tons of wheat coming from? Not high wheat producing Idaho, that's for sure. David Sparks with World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski.
Mainly that reflects higher production estimates for Ukraine and Kazakhstan, both based on official data. For Kazakhstan, that would be their second largest crop ever.
Jekanowski says this offsets a lower production forecast for Australian wheat, although that comes in the third largest crop for that nation.
The rest of the balance sheet for global wheat supply and use, relatively modest changes there. Small changes in global trade, up 200,000 tons this month. Ending stocks for global wheat down a little bit this month, but still at a five-year high.
The only change to the domestic wheat balance sheet this month, a one-nickel increase in the season-ending average price now at $4.95 a bushel.
And this is just based on the latest price data we received from NASS. We've seen some strength in prices recently, past several weeks, but at this point, more than 80% of the U.S. wheat crop is marketed, so any strength this late in the season isn't going to have too much of an impact on the season average market price.
Again, that's $4.95 a bushel. I hope you found this program informative and useful. I'm David Sparks, proud to be representing the Ag Information Network.